Item number 9, from the Comptroller, submitting the biannual review of trust and agency funds and requesting authorization to close specific funds, 2009 report.
Comptroller Mansky.
Members of the committee, Scott Mansky, County Comptroller. The item that you have before you is a biannual review of trust and agency funds. We had not gotten this to you sooner, and that's completely my fault for not getting it to you. Going back to the late 1980s, there were some issues with trust and agency funds at that time. Any establishment of any trust and agency account requires approval of the county board, and so therefore, as a result of the issues that occurred back then, was to have the county controller and now the county comptroller to do a biannual review of the trust and agency accounts, where we take a sample of those accounts and we actually review them and go through them and look at the transactions and make sure that they meet the requirements of what the trust was originally established for. Based upon our review that we performed, we are recommending in the attached resolution, since there was an original approval to approve these items, would be to now close these trust and agency accounts, and we've communicated with the departments, and it is okay for us to close these trust accounts, but we're just asking for formal action in order to do that.
Thank you, sir. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Yeah, I was just trying to understand why this is why we're talking about the close of 2009 in 2013. Why,
Mr. Maskey?
It's because I had the report in the last year and a half, and I hadn't issued the report. So it's my fault for not getting to it, and we're in the process right now. Because of the lateness of this, we actually did some reviews of 2010 accounts, and so as a result, we're going to begin the process now of doing the review of 2012 accounts.
Okay.
So it's my fault completely for this.
Okay, and then could you explain to me on the, see it in a couple of cases, but like on the law enforcement of those six accounts, there's over $1 million deficit in the account. How is that possible, or what is that really showing?
These are block grant funded amounts, and actually, Molly? For the law enforcement, yeah, why some of them have a negative amount. They're at zero at the present time. In order to get down to the zero amount, my assumption would be is that they were doing the funding, and then once they ran the expenditure, then they went and asked for the reimbursement from the block grant program. So they got approval for these block grant amounts, they did the expenditures, and then they received the reimbursement. So all of these are now at zero.
Okay. Thanks.
Supervisor Jersey?
It's my information that block grants don't do reimbursements. So if that's the case, then we have a concern with what the Sheriff's Department is doing.
Mr. Fudge?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I was up until recently the administrator of the JAG grant. So actually under the JAG grant, how it works is a subrecipient or one of the departments that receives the funding will make expenditures. They request reimbursement from the county. The county then pays them based on their request for reimbursement, and that's why you'll see negative amounts, because money's gone out the door at the time in 09, and then the county requests reimbursement for those amounts from the U.S. Department of Justice. So
the county is getting reimbursed.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Move approval.
Supervisor Schmidt moves approval of item number 9. Any further comments or discussions? Discussion? Questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Nine ayes, zero noes. The motion to approve is approved.